in some ways, it felt like the ultimate act of flipping the bird to this virus a little bit without doing it in a way that made everybody sick. I was so impressed with what Live Nation did and how they came up with this, because it's not a money-making venture. There's just comparatively, I'm not even sure anybody broke even doing this at all. It's more about you do this so that you are investing in the future of live entertainment, I think. And I was very impressed at them doing this that way. There's such expenses involved in putting on any concert. And then when you take away the capacity and you add into it the extra expenses of sanitizing the bathrooms every whatever, limiting, you know, getting extra whatever you might need to make something safe, everything was extra. We got extra buses. We tested my whole vulnerable crew, you know, and we didn't let them interact with local crews. So everything took longer. But once you get there and once you do this and you stand there and you see these faces and a sea of headlights, you are like, you realize why you're there. And you realize that, okay, this is so important for sanity and for the principle of it and being there and being able to say, we aren't beaten. We're not fully beaten by this. We are going to rise up and find ways to celebrate these things that we love, you know. And it felt like the kind of thing where when this is, I said this in concert, when this is all over, I'd like to do it without the restrictions the same way. I would love to celebrate by doing the biggest drive-in thing you can imagine. But you can go say hi to the other cars, you know, you can have a beer. There's somebody can come through, you know, and wait on you with refreshments and whatever, as opposed to, you know, having to bring your own or whatever. We could sell concessions. That would be nice. We didn't even do that because it wouldn't be safe. You know, you don't want to give people, you don't want to exchange anything. I mean, I didn't throw picks. It's weird. It's just such a weird thing, but it also felt very, very emotional for me at the same time that it was a lot of fun. And I will never forget it. And I'll never forget the kids in the front row that had signs that said, this is my first concert. Well, 5-year-old down there. There was one over here, a boy and a girl over here in St. Louis. Both of them had the, this is my first concert, big sign. And I talked to them from the stage. I was like, you're going to grow up and you're going to be like, wow, that was my first concert during that time. You know, that it's not always going to be like that. Trust me, kid, this is different. This isn't normal. Because he was in the front row and I could, you know, I couldn't have reached him with a guitar pick. He was too far away. And the back row was a quarter mile away. Really strange.